Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say. Oh, I can only ruin this now. Whoa. There's a lot of twats around, that's fair to say. And I'm not sure whether social media has increased the number of twats or we only see the twats because of social media. But as I've said before on this podcast, the pandemic has been terrible for many reasons. And one of those reasons is it's given the twats of the world nothing more to do for 18 months than to be on social media. Everyone, I'm a twat. Look at me, I'm a twat. Oh no, look at me, I'm a bigger twat over here. Oh, I've got a million followers for my twatty thing. And the biggest twats, I would suggest, are those with the most extreme suspicions about how the world operates. Bill Gates is injecting us all with microchips. These people think the world is a cartoon. I think they watch too many cartoons. And I'd suggest they're often people under 40, because I'm over 40. And when you get to over 40, like Bill Gates and I, you know one thing, time is running out. You have very limited time, and for that reason and that reason alone, I'm not sure Bill Gates is waking up every morning knackered because he isn't 42. And every age above 42, you're just knackered, believe me. Yeah. Young people, ask why there's no footballer or top sportsman aged above 42, because they're knackered. Hundreds of years ago, 42 was the average age of death. 42 was very good innings. I hate to break it to you, but evolutionary, the human body should only last until 42. It's only medicine and technology that is keeping us alive. In short, Bill Gates is keeping us alive. Let's say thank you to Bill Gates. Or at least, let's not waste too much of our precious time being too suspicious. There is no global conspiracies. As I say, these people can't keep their own shit together, their own marriages together, their own sexual deviances out of the papers. Do you really think they're clever enough to pull off sticking the Microsoft paperclip into all of us? They're not. Suspicion makes us distrust each other, of course, which makes us hate each other. We can't go on like this. We can go on together with suspicious minds. Suspicious minds. That said, is everything quite as it seems? Of course it's not. Quite the opposite. But it isn't the big things that we should be focusing on. And that's the problem with the conspiracy theories and distrust of the world. We're looking in the wrong places. We spend far too much time looking at celebrities, famous people and politicians with suspicion. All the major conspiracy theories are about the famous, of course. Is Elvis still alive? Is Michael Jackson still alive? In both cases, no, they're not. They're not. Almost certainly not. And also, why does it matter? It doesn't matter. If Elvis is still alive, he'll be 86. And I know he used to hang about with Tom Jones, but if Elvis turns up now, alive and well, and living in Tennessee, I hate to break it to you, we ain't getting any new music out of him. So alive or dead, it doesn't matter. Were the moon landings faked? Well, again, it does look suspicious that NASA gets us to the moon 50 years ago and doesn't bother since, but does it matter whether they got to the moon? It doesn't matter. No, but then we can't believe NASA and governments. But we can't believe anything that governments say. We don't believe anything the governments say anyway. We know that governments lie to us. But isn't that a problem? No. And I'll tell you why in a second. The one that has resurfaced recently in the UK is the death of Princess Diana. So you get all the conspiracy theories that the death of Princess Diana was murder. Again, this isn't a cartoon. It's not a cartoon. If you're going to kill someone, you don't hope for the best in a car crash. You spend ages setting up. Sadly, the truth there was Henri Paul had had 3 bottles of wine. Yeah? And before you have a go at him, he was in France. That's what you do. That's what you do in France. And also the Queen. The Queen doesn't sit in the palace working out who she's going to murder. All that I love survive. I'll dry the tears from your eyes. The Queen doesn't do that. As I say, she's above 42 years old. She's knackered. We don't have time for that shit. Let's don't let a good thing die. When honey, you know I've never lied to you. The Queen has never lied to us. Never. We're looking in the wrong place for suspicion, and it's a kind of deflecting tactic, isn't it? Oh, they're lying us, the governments, they're lying to us, they're duplicitous, they're faking their own deaths. Paul McCartney is dead and he's faking being alive. It's all a deflection from yourself. So other people lie, do they? Oh, that sounds terrible. Only famous people and politicians, right? Really? Don't you ever lie? That's right, we all have suspicious minds because we know from personal experience every day of our lives is full of bullshit. Lying to others and lying to ourselves. You think you don't lie? When somebody asks you how you are, oh, fine, thanks. Sometimes you say, oh, I'm really good, thanks. When you're neither. Particularly if you're above 42 years old, you're not okay, are you? You're knackered. Particularly if you've just had a vaccine, because that microchip is now working its way in and out of your heart and it's fucking painful. You lie to others, but mainly to yourself. You lie to your kids about Father Christmas, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. You lie to them constantly, saying the world is a magical and safe place like a fucking cartoon. In fact, our whole childhoods are based on lies. Don't they? I might talk about this more tomorrow, you know. The first few months of our lives are so important. And what they teach us is that lies are comfort. Just little white lies. Hundreds of little white lies are the comfort blanket around which we wrap ourselves. Lies make us feel comfortable. And that's why we like believing the big lies. You know? Michael Jackson and Elvis are still alive. Make me feel better. People don't die, do they? Apart from Paul McCartney, he died when he was in the Beatles and he was replaced by a lookalike, and that explains why his solo work has been so rubbish. We are looking in the wrong space for suspicion. The big things are all in our minds, and they are the smoke screen through which we can operate. Through which we can get up in the morning and convince ourselves that everything is going to be okay. Because, like Elvis, life goes on forever, doesn't it? And he's sitting in Mississippi right now, listening to this podcast, and thinking to himself, I never sung as good as that. Well, thank you, Elvis. And chuckling to himself and saying, oh, Nathan, yeah, obviously, you're right about everything you say. Obviously, I had to fake my own death because I was 42. I was knackered. I was completely knackered. People expected me to still be sexy above 42 because they were lying to themselves and thinking that was possible when we all know it's not. Only Lionel Richie and Tom Jones can be sexy above 42. That's the rule. And maybe the Queen, because she drinks the blood of those that she's killed. And she's a lizard. Chill out, everyone. I love you. I love you too. Chill out. I have great news for you. Everything is just as it seems. People fuck up, governments lie, and celebrities die. That's the truth. And everything else, well, you're just lying to yourselves.